down in the smoky genetics lab on Hagamore 3, Tahiri had no time to call for help. Not that Fett could have offered much. A tentacle lashed up toward the workroom where Tahiri stood, and the head floating at the end, the one that looked like flabby Moff Quillen, came flying into the transparisteel viewing panel that separated the two rooms. Instead of bursting against the panel as Tahiri had expected, the head exploded in a purple flash of force energy. Tahiri brought her arm up, using the force to push against the blast wave, and barely managed to keep from being shredded by the spray of metal shards that came flying her way. Then Tahiri was flying, being drawn out through the shattered viewing panel into the searing heat of the genetics laboratory. How much time had passed since she had checked her chrono, she could not say. 2 minutes? No more than three. And she needed to keep Abeloth occupied for at least 8. Not good. Tahiri jammed a hand into one of her vac suit thigh pockets and felt the reassuring smoothness of a thermal detonator. And then she was in Abeloth's grasp, wrapped in a tentacle so tightly she could hardly breathe. A second tentacle wrapped itself around Tahiri's wrist and pulled her hand out of the pocket, still holding the not-yet-armed detonator. Abeloth spun Tahiri around, and she found herself looking into a monstrous face. A face so consumed by force energy, it barely looked human. What little flesh remained had turned as gray as ash, and it was peeling away in flakes the size of thumbnails. The nose had collapsed into open cavities, and the lips had withered into brown strips that looked like they might fall off any moment. But the eyes were familiar and shocking. They were the same icy blue irises that had stared at Tahiri from the witness stand as Pogorsky testified, as she lied about the death of Admiral Pellion. But the pupils weren't Pogorsky's. They were huge, and they seemed dark and bottomless, with no light except a pair of tiny silver points that seemed to be receding even as Tahiri looked into them, to be drawing her down into a cold and soulless void from which there could be no escape. Inside Tahiri's mind, Abeloth's wispy voice said,
"There is no need for explosives, child."
The tentacle squeezed Tahiri's wrist until her hand opened and the thermal detonator dropped to the floor, still unarmed.
"We are going to be together a long time, you and I."
Tahiri jammed the emitter nozzle of her lightsaber into the pit of Abeloth's stomach.
"Not if I can help it."
She thumbed the switch and saw the tip of her sapphire lightsaber shoot out through Abeloth's back. Guessing it would take more than a single penetrating wound to kill a force entity, Tahiri immediately whipped her hand down, dragging the blade down through her captor's body at an angle. Or so she had intended. When the blade failed to move, Tahiri looked down and saw that this hand, too, was wrapped in a tentacle. She tried to pull free and found that not only was she unable to move the hand, she could no longer even feel it.
"That is the thing, my child. You can't help it."
A tentacle rose between them, then bent forward and began to slither up Tahiri's chin.
"What?"
Tahiri gasped. A cold terror was rising inside her, and she had to fight to avoid panicking.
"What are you doing?"
"Did I not say we are going to be together? The lieutenant's body is weak. Yours will be strong. Yours has felt the force.